Recording. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Magnolia Public School Special Board Meeting. My name is Jennifer Lara. I'm the Executive Assistant and Board Secretary at Magnolia Public Schools. Before we begin, a couple of reminders. First, this meeting is being recorded. And second, if you're a member of the public and you wish to make a comment during the public comment section of this meeting, you're more than welcome to state your name. If it is something that you feel uncomfortable in doing so, you do not have to state your name. However, to the members of our board and staff, as always, please state your name before giving your comment or your question. And with that, we'll officially open tonight's special board meeting. The day is Tuesday, December 21st, 2021. The time is 6:21 p.m. With that, Dr. Yapanol, may you please call the meeting to order.
Yes, I would like to call this meeting to order at 6:21 p.m. Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Yapanol. With that, I'll take roll call. Ms. Covarrubias? Dr. Yapanol?
Here.
Thank you, Dr. Dickbush?
Here.
Thank you, Ms. Gonzalez?
Here.
Thank you, Mr. Mohamedov. Thank you to our board members. We do have quorum to continue tonight's meeting. Next, we'll move on to the approval of agenda. The motion is to approve the agenda as presented. Would a board member like to move the motion?
So moved, Yapanol.
Thank you, Dr. Yapanol. Is there a second?
I'll second it.
Thank you, Ms. Gonzalez. I'll take roll call vote. Dr. Yapanol?
Yes.
Thank you, Dr. Dickbush?
Yes.
Thank you, Ms. Gonzalez?
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you to our board members. The agenda has been approved as presented. Next, move on to public comments. As a reminder, you're given 3 minutes to state your comment, 6 minutes if translation is needed. If there's anyone in the public that would like to make a comment, you may unmute yourself now. Perfect. If there's no public comments, we'll move forward next with the announcements from the CEO and superintendent and board members. I'll turn this over to Mr. Rubalcaba.
Thank you, Jennifer. Good evening, MPS Board of Directors, Magnolia staff and community. Alfredo Rubalcaba, CEO, Superintendent of Magnolia Public Schools. I don't have any updates, but to say I wish all of you a happy holiday, very safe holiday season with your friends and family. Back to you, Jen.
Thank you, Mr. Rubalcaba. Turn it over to the board members if they have any announcements.
I also would like to wish happy holidays to all of the Magnolia family with their families, and I wish a successful year, healthy year, and prosperous year to everyone.
And I'll just echo the sentiment of happy holidays to everyone. May they be safe, and may you have wonderful blessings for the new year.
Thank you all. And I want to reiterate the same that everybody has been saying. So with that, we'll move on to action items, moving to 2A, board approval of findings to conduct virtual meetings pursuant to AB 361 Government Code Section 54953. I'll turn it over to Mr. Rubalcaba, our CEO and superintendent.
Thanks, Jennifer. Board members, you're very familiar with AB 361, which affords us the flexibility to continue to have virtual meetings during this pandemic. I'll turn it over to Jen to go over some technical elements of AB 361.
Thank you, Mr. Rubalcaba. Good evening, members of the public and board. As you already know, AB 361 allows us to continue the flexibilities of teleconference meetings. And as part of AB 361, it just requires a 30-day motion from our board. So to accommodate with the holiday break that's coming up, it's being brought here to the board today, and that way it can be reapproved during our January regular board meeting. And that's it for my end. I'll turn it over to any members of the public that may have questions or comments. If not, board members, do you have any questions or comments regarding this item? Perfect. If not, the motion is for the Magnolia Public Schools Board of Directors to adopt the findings relating to the ability of the board to conduct meetings due to teleconference during the state of emergency in reference to AB 361 Government Code Section 54953. Would a board member like to move a motion?
Yes, so moved, Yapanol.
Thank you, Dr. Yapanol. Is there a second?
I'll second it.
Thank you, Ms. Gonzalez. I'll take roll call vote. Dr. Yapano?
Yes.
Thank you, Dr. Dikpesh?
Yes.
Thank you, Ms. Gonzalez?
Yes.
Yes, thank you to our board members. The motion carries with unanimous approval. Next, we'll move on to action item 2B, approval of updated MPS health and safety policy and injury and illness prevention program, COVID-19 addendum. This will be presented by Ms. Heshmirza, our human resources director.
Thank you, Jen. Good evening, board members, staff, and community. Tonight, I'm bringing the updated health and safety policy to your attention for approval based on the most updated, the local county guidelines and the local school district guidelines. As highlighted in the policy, the updates are based on the LAUSD, the most updated LAUSD communication on December 16. There are changes on the staff vaccine, which any school that is authorized by LAUSD now is mandated to get vaccinated, and the deadline is to be determined. They're still working on the logistics, and as soon as we have further information, we will make that change, update in our policy, which the school that will be affected with this is MSA 7. So we will have more updates as we receive them. And the second one is the student vaccination. So based on the latest LAUSD communication, the vaccination policy for students will be applied by the first day of the 22-23 school year for MSA 2, 3, 4, 6, 7, and 8 eligible students. And that's all the updates we have. And I will turn it back over this to Jennifer for any questions or comments you may have.
Thank you, Ms. Heshmirza. Is there any questions or comments from the members of the public? If not, board members, do you have any questions or comments regarding this item?
There are no exemptions allowed, Daria?
For staff, for LAUSD, they made it very clear that they will not, any unvaccinated service providers, eligible students are not allowed. I mean, now they change with the student vaccine, but for employees, there are not, non-vaccinated employees are not allowed, or any service providers on campus.
Okay. Yeah, I find this to be very strict, unfortunately. Yeah. Thank you.
But if anything, we'll make sure to, of course, update our policy, but this is all the updates we have at the moment.
Okay. Yeah, I understand that we are just trying to go with the authorizer.
Yes.
Commands. Yeah. Thank you.
Daria, will the students go back to virtual?
No. So with this change, they will be able to come back in January for unvaccinated students. And this policy, this vaccine mandate is extended by the first day of school next year. So by August of 2022.
Okay.
Thank you. Is there any further questions from our board members? Perfect. No more questions? Okay. If not, the motion is for the board to approve the updated MPS health and safety policy alongside the IIPP COVID-19 addendum. Would a board member like to move the motion?
I'll move the motion. It's Diane.
Thank you, Ms. Gonzalez. Is there a second?
I second it.
Thank you, Dr. Dikpesh. With that, I'll take roll call vote. Dr. Yapano?
Yes.
Yes, thank you. Dr. Dikpesh?
Yes.
Yes, thank you, Ms. Gonzalez?
Yes.
Yes, thank you. Thank you to our board members. The motion carries with unanimous approval. And that concludes all of our items for tonight's meeting. At this time, I ask Dr. Yapanil if you may please adjourn. The time is 6:30 p.m.
Thank you, everyone, for your participation. Again, happy holidays if we don't meet before then. The meeting is adjourned at 6:31 p.m.
Thank you, everyone. Have a great holiday and a happy new year to you all.
Happy holidays, everyone. Take care.
Have a good night.
Bye, everyone. Stay safe and healthy.